This is Talking Business. Joining me now is Kerry Bolton, the founder and CEO of a business called The Exit Strategy Group. G'day, Kerry. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Alan. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, tell us why you started this. When did you start it?
The business officially started in 2012.
Why did you use the word officially?
Well, I guess unofficially, I've been looking at the whole notion of business exits and thinking what that's all about. And it's basically my fifth reinvention. So having had a couple of businesses earlier on in my life.
What sort of businesses were they earlier on? Not exit businesses.
No, not exit businesses at all, no. An international freight forwarding business, which I bought as a management buyout from Mayne Nicholas back in 1987. And right. I was the general manager at the time, first female general manager in Mayne Nicholas. And I had to get investors to buy the business, and I learned then about exit strategies. That's the first time.
And did you exit that?
I certainly did. And that was the plan initially, which was to exit somewhere between the 5 and the 10 year mark. And we achieved it at the 9 year mark. So that was terrific. And then I started a business in business coaching back in 1996. Which I did for 9 years before business coaching actually became flavour of the month, which of course it did throughout the 2000s.
Certainly did.
Yes, and still is, and I still advocate it. And then with my husband, we were involved in a very successful real estate agency as well, which we sold in 2007.
And well, you've had a varied career.
Absolutely right. And then did the mum thing, looked after the kids as they went through secondary school and university. And then my husband unfortunately became ill, got bowel cancer, which is actually one of the things that it's really important for business owners to understand that you need contingencies around those sorts of things. And so having seen through all of that, and there's another real estate agency now operating as well. So in my fifth reinvention, I decided I needed to do something else, and I love to put back. I've been heavily involved with community as well all the way along the line, so with our local South Melbourne District Sports Club. So I thought, what can I do? I don't want to reinvent the wheel, but let me see what's going on out there. And, you know, there are round figures. 2.5 million private business owners in Australia. Of those, around 1.4 million are owned by baby boomers. What have baby boomers got to do? It's the biggest transition of wealth that's actually going to happen over the next 10 years. And if you really look at it, it's a 19-year trend. The first baby boomers turned 65 in 2011, and the peak is 2028, when there's about 8,000 people a week are going to turn 65. Can you fathom that? 8,000 a week? Mm. So we have this enormous wave of baby boomer business owners coming through who are going to have to exit their business. And the word exit is a bit like an elephant in the room because it sounds so final, when in fact there's quite a few different ways that you can transition from your business. And I thought, you know what, I'm so fortunate because I learned that you needed to have an exit strategy. Most people don't start their businesses with that notion in mind. And then when you stop to think about it, the first thing is, well, what the heck does that mean? What do I need to do to be able to do that? And the sad statistic is that, like the old 80-20 rule, only 20% of businesses that actually go on the market for sale will in fact sell. And even if you have a really good, strong, viable business, it may still not sell if you haven't actually managed it for sale. So there's a time.
Let's get into it. Okay. How do you manage a business for sale? What do you do differently while you're managing it?
Well, I think
for that purpose.
Generally speaking, most people have actually managed their business for profit rather than for building value. And I think that's great because we all need to be rewarded and we do take the profits out of it. But managing it for value simply means looking at it slightly longer term. And if you look at your business the way a buyer might look at it and say, well, what am I buying into? How transferable is what I do? A lot of it is in people's heads. They haven't actually taken the time to really structure properly with systems and documented processes. And that's not difficult these days with the technologies that we have available. We're not talking about things like 20 years ago where you had to have reams of paper with manuals. But we're talking about understanding whether or not how reliant the business is on on you or any of your key customers or
suppliers. I imagine a lot of what you have to do is to encourage or help people to remove themselves from the business.
Absolutely.
In some way.
The business has to operate without you as the business owner.
But quite often that's not possible, I presume.
Well, it is if you give yourself enough time and actually start to structure it for future sale. But you know what? It doesn't mean that every business is going to be sold, because there you might actually have someone in the business that, as I did with a management buyer, that may actually buy the business out. Now, you probably won't get the most in terms of dollars out of the business from that type of sale. However, it is a viable way of actually unlocking the wealth that you actually have in the business. Another potential, of course, depending on how well the business is tracking, could be to have some private equity come in. Now, private equity is perhaps, as you know, less known to, and obviously it depends on the business and the type of business and the potential as far as the market is concerned. But private equity is you know, taking in an investor, and you're actually getting some money out, but taking in an investor who can guide you and help you create a much bigger business than what it is with you in terms of
capital.
How
do you get paid?
Me personally,
in your business. How do you charge your clients?
Okay, so I charge an upfront fee, which would be an evaluation, and I have a very neat little process. It's an acronym, EXIT, which is just to evaluate first of all. So just an upfront fee, which is, you know, not huge.
How much?
About $3,500. So to be able to evaluate the business, get a benchmark valuation, not a formal valuation, but a bit of a benchmark as to what you think the value of the business might be. Have a look at how ready you are for exit as well, and how ready the business is for exit.
And then, so you provide a report to the
business. And I provide a report for that.
And then do you do more?
Yeah, sure. And then I'll hold the business owner's hand and help them work through the full stage if that's what they'd like to have, which would be to look at what the gaps are in terms of value and what they need to do to be able to close those gaps.
And how do you charge for that? Is that an hourly rate?
No. I just work on a monthly fee, and you know, if that's 20 hours, it's 20 hours. If it's 1 hour, it's 1 hour. So I work on a monthly fee, which is pretty reasonable, really.
And you don't work on a percentage of the exit?
If I was to take them to exit, yes, I would. But I'd work hand in glove, obviously, with the right party, whichever that might be. And so part of the process is, in fact, thinking about who might buy your business. Because if you can find someone who can take your business into theirs and add 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, 1 + 1 equals 5, then that's a strategic sale. Then that's going to be worth a lot more.
And do you get involved in brokering the transaction?
Look, I'm not a licensed broker, even though in Victoria all you need to be is a real estate agent. We certainly have that. But no, I'm not a licensed broker per se, but I will help. I will certainly help facilitate that process. Yeah.
You've got a book. I'm holding a book here that you've written. When was this published?
This year. Yep.
It's got the arresting title of Million Dollar Payday, How to Get Rich and Get Out. Several subheadings here.
Yes.
Creating the perfect exit strategy in life after business.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid I haven't had the benefit of reading this book yet, but what are the key points that you're making in here?
Well, basically what we've already spoken of, and that is to understand what the drivers are in your business. Make sure that you get an idea of what your business is currently worth, because you may have a different notion to what you think your business is worth. And then give yourself enough time to actually rearrange what you're doing, because every business is not ready for sale, even though you should have it ready for sale. And there's a famous saying from Kerry Packer, and which is that always have your business ready for sale, because you never know when the Allen Bond is going to come along in your life. And you usually only get one Allen Bond in a lifetime. So I think that is key. So this is really about making sure that and giving you real detail on how to make sure that your business is always ready for transition. And then it's about thinking about life after business, because a life without purpose is no life. So you do really have to think about what you're going to do after business, and not just suddenly be, what am I going to do now? you know, sitting around the
table. Do you get involved in helping people with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely get involved with that, because you have so many cups of coffee, you can play so many games of golf, and you can go do travelling for a little while. And I think it's very important to be able to, what I call, decompress for a length of time. But then what's next after that? So thinking about that and really giving some conscious effort into creating a life after business is really, really important. You know, that statistic, particularly men, who, when they retire, you know, are gone within 5 years because there's no life. Yeah.
Well, for you, there's an ongoing life, and you've stayed in business for a long time. And as you say, you've kept reinventing yourself, Kerry. So
yes.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks.
Lovely talking to you too, Alan. Thank you.
I've been talking to Kerry Bolton, who's the founder and CEO of the Exit Strategy Group.